This is KUT. Two East Austin elementary schools will combine next school year while one of the schools gets a major renovation. KUT's Claire McInerney reports on what this consolidation will look like for the students at Norman and Sims Elementaries.
The plan to combine the schools came from last year's Austin ISD school bond. Both Norman and Sims are under-enrolled, so as part of the bond, the district said it would move all the kids into one of the schools while investing $25 million to renovate the other. This includes adding new technology and creating a completely modern building. This fall, the two campuses will live at Sims, while Norman undergoes the facelift. But over the last few months, people have protested the consolidation plan at school board meetings. Casey Seaboth wanted the two schools to stay separate because it means small class sizes.
That's a lot of money, and there's no reason it can't be used to improve both campuses. According to the assessment, the buildings are in pretty good shape. What I heard was the administration wants to trick out one campus with new concepts.
But the merger is happening. Former Norman principal Wendy Mills will be the principal of the school, which they will call Norman Sims Elementary. It will function as one school, but will have two mascots, a combined dress code, and all of the staff combined at one building. Mills says she understands the disappointment that people feel for losing a neighborhood school community, but
this is the right thing to do at this time, and I think we just need to embrace the change and look forward to all of the amazing things that will come out of this new facility, this new community space.
Mills said nobody lost a job with the consolidation, but some teachers were moved to other campuses if there were too many teachers in one subject area.
The other big piece is going to be supports. Are we still going to have parent support specialists? Will we still have counselors? We've been able to, you know, kind of calm their nerves on that one as well.
To calm other nerves, like meeting staff from the other school, the district planned a picnic this Saturday so the two communities can meet. AISD will provide the food for the meet and greet at the current Sims building on Springdale Road from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Claire McInerney, KUT News.